Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
I had this beautiful image come to me as I was reading this gospel passage for today. The last couple lines, it says, I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. And in this, I saw a boomerang flying down from heaven, ready to shoot back up. And all I wanted was to like grab it so that I could be caught up with it. But I even mentioned, saw like the trajectory of a boomerang, right? So that this thing was coming down and I could see it coming and I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to fly back. And I was just lifted up. We've had this theme the last couple of days on joy and the completion of joy. Right. And even the thoughts of boomerangs, of kites, of things like that kids can see. And there's just so much excitement. I mean, even adults can find excitement in these things. Right. But think of the joy a child has when they're flying a kite with one of their parents. And then being taken up and that joy being complete, that there's an even greater joy. That there's a completion of a joy that can be found. So in the passage today, the gospel, it's very clear how do we attain this? And it points to Jesus. So Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and these two lines that really put him at the center of everything to help remind us of how we can be captured and brought up to heaven and that our joy might complete. He says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. He says, for the Father himself loves you because you have loved me. The Father loves us because we love Jesus. And whatever we ask for the Father through Jesus, he will give us. So my heart is moved today to consider how often I'm looking for Jesus. How central to my life is Jesus? Because at every place and in every moment, God is desiring to give to us. He's desiring to love us. And our one objective is to be captured. As many like Christian artists would say, I've heard over the years, that to ride the Jesus train, right? To get on and to go along for the ride. How can we make Jesus more central to everything that we do? Now, even as someone who works for the church, like I'm often just like dumbstruck sometimes, right? Of how much stuff we can do in the church. And when we look up, Jesus isn't like mentioned. Jesus isn't written about, spoken about it. He wasn't like the center of the planning. Even people who work for the church can neglect to remember, neglect Jesus in the process of it all. But yet at the same time as I work for the church, the only places where I've seen this great joy, this overwhelming joy, and this great fruitfulness in the Christian life are those who centralize the name of Jesus in all that they do. Take some time today to reflect on how you can make Jesus the center of everything that you do, that he can be the means to the Father. What a gift it is to be Catholic. What a gift it is to have the sacraments, to have such great access to Jesus. Today I pray that we can be caught up, that as he comes down, as the Father sends his Son down to be with us in all things, that we can be caught up and drawn back to him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to know your Son. Send your Spirit to be with us, that we might know your Son and encounter your Son in our daily life through Scripture, through the sacraments, through one another. Lord, help us to give everything in our life, to drop our nets and to follow Jesus in all things. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.